For two decades, the standard advice for staying safe online has rested on a single premise: a person has to do something wrong. Click the link. Open the attachment. Reuse the password. Every awareness campaign, every phishing simulation, every think before you click poster assumes the attacker needs your cooperation, even if it is cooperation extracted through deception. This week's reporting suggests that premise is now optional for attackers, not required. The clearest case is the WeChat worm reported by the Hacker News, which took over accounts on both iPhone and Android through nothing more than an incoming call. No message opened, no link tapped, no attachment downloaded. The victim's only action was letting their phone ring, which is not really an action at all. ZeroClick has existed as a category for years, usually reserved for nation-state tooling aimed at a small number of high-value targets. A zero-click worm moving through a messaging platform with hundreds of millions of users is a different scale of problem, and it argues that the technique is no longer a rarity reserved for the most resourced attackers. The infrastructure layer never needed you anyway. It is worth remembering that a large share of intrusions were never about tricking end users in the first place. Adobe's fix for a critical Magento zero-day, exploited to backdoor servers, targets a platform administrators run, not a user who clicked something. Enables critical zero-day in NCentral sits inside remote monitoring and management software, the kind of tool that exists specifically so IT staff don't have to touch every endpoint by hand. MikroTix patches address flaws that were chained together to hack Reuters outright. None of these require a phishing email. They require only that the software exists and is reachable. The free IPA flaw chain reported by the Hacker News makes the point even more starkly. Anonymous clients could create reusable administrator credentials. That is not social engineering. That is a logic error in identity infrastructure that hands out the keys to anyone who asks in the right sequence. When the flaw is in how systems authenticate each other, the human sitting at the keyboard was never part of the equation, and no amount of user training would have closed the gap. These are not exotic edge cases either. Magento runs commerce sites, NCentral runs managed service provider fleets, MikroTik runs Reuters by the million, and free IPA underpins identity management inside organizations that assumed their authentication layer was solid ground. Each of these products sits below the level where a user ever makes a decision. The compromise happens before anyone at the organization even knows there was a choice to be made. AI didn't invent the shortcut, it industrialized it. Bleeping Computers reporting on hackers building AI frameworks for wide-scale credential theft describes something distinct from a smarter phishing email. It describes tooling that scales the theft step itself, turning what used to require a human operator running scripts one target at a time into something closer to a production line. Separately, Schneer on Security's piece on stealing AI reasoning traces points to a newer attack surface entirely. The internal working out of AI systems as something worth extracting on its own, independent of any credential or password at all. Put those two items next to each other and a shape emerges. Attackers are not just automating the con. They are automating the parts of the attack chain that used to be the bottleneck, whether that bottleneck was a human clicking a link or a human running the exploit by hand. The Hacker News's account of reaching 1 billion build manifests is a reminder of the sheer scale modern software supply chains now operate at. Automation on the defensive side and automation on the offensive side are both racing toward volumes no team of analysts reviewing alerts one at a time can plausibly keep up with. The gap between what a human security team can review and what an automated attack tool can generate is not a temporary imbalance, it is the new baseline. What still gets caught, and what that tells us? None of this means human error has stopped mattering. Mathspace data breach, exposing over 1 million people, and the ransomware attack that encrypted systems at a Bavarian municipal utility are reminders that plenty of damage still arrives through ordinary means, unpatched systems, weak access controls, the kind of Google Workspace permissions Bleeping Computers webinar flags as forgotten access that can lead to a breach. Microsoft's own admission that Windows Server 2025 changes are causing application crashes shows that even routine platform updates can create instability without an attacker touching anything. But the direction of travel is clear enough. French prosecutors confirming the arrest of the suspected ZeroBytes hacker behind attack's cyber attack, and reports that the party is over for crypto scammers who went on a spending spree after a $240 million Bitcoin theft, show that law enforcement can still catch people after the fact. That is a real result, and it matters to the people who eventually see some measure of justice for it. It is also, by definition, downstream of the theft having already happened at a scale that made the scammers visible enough to chase. The old model asked people to be the last line of defense against being tricked. The new model doesn't ask them anything. Security programs built around training users to spot bad behavior are not worthless, but they are answering a question that a growing share of attacks no longer asks. A worm that spreads on an incoming call, an AI framework built to run credential theft at industrial scale, a flaw chain that manufactures its own administrator credentials, these do not care whether the target is well trained. Defense has to move to the layer where the attack actually happens, in the software, the identity systems, and the infrastructure itself, because that is the layer attackers have already moved to. Vigilance was never a bad instinct. It was simply built for a threat that has since moved somewhere vigilance cannot follow.